With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Severe weather in the form of sweltering heat and or devastating flooding continues to plague a wide swath of the country.
I need all sandbags to go to Avenue D, Memorial Park West.
Residents of Hayward in Iowa spent Saturday filling sandbags. Mayor Larry Gregg told KCAU the community came together.
It's amazing. That's what Hayward is about when we have a problem.
Floodwaters rose at the borders of Iowa, South Dakota, and Minnesota. And in northwest Iowa, entire neighborhoods were evacuated. Rains are expected to continue today. Meanwhile, many parts of the country have been enduring scorching temperatures. Bob Orovec of the National Weather Service says it's expected to be 10 degrees cooler for the eastern part of the U.S., but not so for the plains in the southeast.
The temperatures are expected to be anywhere from the upper 90s to a few degrees over 100 degrees.
I'm Donna Water.
South Korea's military says North Korea has launched more balloons, likely carrying trash, moving toward South Korea. People are being urged not to touch those balloons and to report them to authorities. Also at SRNNews.com, this is a big week in the race for the White House.
Even though CNN is hosting the Biden-Trump debate in Atlanta and providing the moderators, nearly every major TV and cable network has agreed to simulcast the event at 9 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. The networks include ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox News, MSNBC, Telemundo, Newsmax, and others. To get ready for their face-off, Joe Biden is prepping with advisors at the Camp David Mountain retreat, and Donald Trump is holding more informal policy discussions with aides and allies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And on Wall Street, stocks are mixed so far this morning. Right now, the Dow is up 119 points, while the Nasdaq is down 52 points. This is SRN News. The Far East is a growing mission field.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, millions of people in that region have given up on religion entirely. 61% of people in Hong Kong, 52% in South Korea, 48% in Vietnam, and 42% in Japan all say they follow no particular faith. Those who do believe in something in those countries are Buddhists. There's a growing Christian population in China, but it represents a small minority of that vast population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Just months into office, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry has gained national attention for his push for groundbreaking conservative policies. This month, the 53-year-old Republican signed the nation's first law requiring that the Ten Commandments be posted in every public classroom, right on the heels of another new law classifying abortion pills as dangerous controlled substances in the state of Louisiana. This is SRN News. There is now a reward for information on a deadly New Mexico wildfire.
The FBI offering up to $10,000 for information on the South Fork and Salt fires in New Mexico that killed two people, destroyed hundreds of homes, and forced thousands to flee. The FBI suggesting someone started the fires. Meanwhile, Mike McMillan with the U.S. Forest Service says 1,100 firefighters battling the blazes, making progress.
The rains have enabled us to go direct on the fire's edge and create these containment lines.
But he says steep rocky terrain is making it difficult.
We plan on inserting firefighters with helicopters.
I'm Julie Walker.
A man who turned himself in at the Columbus, Ohio police headquarters says he was driving a car seen fleeing early Sunday morning after a shooting in Ohio's capital. 10 people were injured. SRNNews.com.